Hey, Odyssey fans, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Bob. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Later in the podcast, we'll be hearing from Amanda Troop, the voice of Ava Parker. But first, here's the latest news.
A new devotional book is available from Adventures in Odyssey. It's called 90 Devotions for Kids, Life-Changing Values from the Book of Matthew.
And by Matthew, we don't mean the character on Odyssey.
Right.
We mean Jesus' disciple who wrote the first book of the New Testament.
Exactly. These devotions feature the Odyssey characters, and they're written by the same team that puts the show together. It's a great activity for a family at mealtime or before bed.
And speaking of books, be sure to check out the newest Imagination Station book, The Redcoats Are Coming!
I felt that exclamation point.
There is one there. It's the first in a trilogy of stories about the Revolutionary War.
If you're a teacher or homeschooler, there's also a curriculum to help you use this book with your students. It includes discussion questions, writing activities, history flashcards, and more.
You can find out more about these books and download a free sample of the curriculum at our website, witsend.org/podcast.
And now, let's hear from Amanda Troop. Amanda's the voice of Ava Parker, a wife, mother, and nurse in Odyssey. Amanda, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, since you play a mom on Adventures in Odyssey, could you tell us a little bit about your family background?
Sure. Well, I am not a mom, but my parents were both in the Army, and my mom is awesome. We moved around a lot when I was a kid. I was born in Germany, and then we lived in Michigan and Hawaii and Kansas.
Wow.
And then when my father retired from the Army, we moved to Florida to be closer to my grandpa, and my grandpa, who is 96.
Wow.
I went to college in Ohio, and then I moved out to California.
Now, I'm sure each place has its own charm, but was there one that you really enjoyed for a certain reason? Other than Hawaii. I mean, maybe everybody's going to say, oh, yeah, Hawaii.
Yeah, you know, interestingly, Hawaii, I was only 3 to 6. So I enjoyed it, but when I went back as an adult, I enjoyed it a lot more.
Yeah.
My favorite place that I lived when I was growing up was Kansas. We lived in Fort Riley, Kansas, and it was just very, it was sort of a Norman Rockwellian existence. You know, we had really distinct seasons, and the seasons were celebrated in different ways. Like in the summer, we'd have block parties, and in the fall, we had apple days where they'd have a buggy with horses. It was just a really great community and a fun place to be as a kid, especially.
Yeah, that is cool. Now, it sounds like you spend a lot of time outside, and your bio says that you're only allowed to watch 3 hours of TV a week. Is that what got you outside? And how did you feel about your limited TV watching?
Well, you know, So it's sort of a two-part answer.
Okay.
So part one, I'm an only child. I was homeschooled for 3 years, and my mom felt that it was better for me to read or play than to watch TV. So she just put a limit on that, and she put a limit also on the number of soda pops I drank a week. So
there we go.
So, you know, there were just certain parameters, and I didn't feel deprived because I got to watch the really good stuff. I got to watch Saturday morning cartoons and The Cosby Show, and I also got to watch as much public television as I wanted. So I could watch 3-2-1 Contact and Square One.
Okay.
I'm dating myself a little bit, but I could watch those two shows when they were on without that counting towards my 3-hour TV limit. That was just the entertainment-only TV.
So did any of that television watching inspire you to want to become an actress?
I always loved cartoons, and so cartoons was that definitely was an early impetus for me towards voiceover. But, you know, I didn't watch that much TV, especially live TV, to think, hey, I want to be an actor. And I didn't really know I wanted to be an actor until I was, 12.
Okay.
It didn't even occur to me that that would be something that I would even be good at.
And you said you moved directly from college. Did you move directly from college out to California to pursue acting?
I did.
Wow.
I actually talked with a woman who is a former agent, and she sort of laid it out for me what it would take to have a career in acting. And at first it was so overwhelming that I thought, well, I'm not going to pursue it at all. So I was still in school, and I decided to give up my acting major and just concentrate on my English major, and I was very depressed. I was very sad. And so that went on for about a month, and I said, you know what? I obviously need to do this. So I researched it, and I called my parents, and I said, Mom, Dad, at the end of the semester, I'm moving out to Los Angeles. And there was this long pause, uh-huh. And then my mom said, okay, well, we will support you however we can. And she drove the old Volvo up at the end of the semester, and we drove out to L.A., and she left me here at 19 and got on a plane and flew off, and it's worked out pretty well. It took a lot of hard work, yeah. A lot of focus.
Ava's mother is from Mexico, and, of course, she has a Hispanic background. Where does your accent come from?
Well, my accent on the show, which it's a lot less now than it used to be, but initially, I based it loosely on the character of Deanna Troi from Star Trek, which I feel like it's showing you the strings behind the work there to tell you that. But
that's what people love about the podcast, though. They enjoy hearing those stories.
So it's not really what I would call like it's a touch of something exotic. I wanted it to sound real, and I didn't want it to sound forced, and I wanted it to sound caring.
Mm-hmm. Now, you do stage acting, movies, improv, comedy. Adventures in Odyssey is scripted, but Bob and I have seen, you know, the taping, so we know that maybe those improv skills might help you in the studio. How does that work?
Improv does help me on the show because we have something on the show that we've coined the Parker Family Chaos. And basically, the Parker family is a very proactive, active group of people. They are always in sports and clubs, doing church things. They're go, 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 go. So because of that, as we go into most of our scenes, they ask us to do a little bit of hubbub and to talk over each other a little bit during the scenes. And so it helps to be able to improvise in character, in that, because it makes it feel real,
mm-hmm.
and it also fills out the actual feeling of family on the show.
Well, for someone who's not a mom, you do a really good job of bonding with the actors who play your husband and children. And is that something that just seems to come naturally once you're in the studio?
Well, I mean, everybody's so great. I don't see how you could not bond with them and quickly. I mean, the kids are just easy and great and just so fun to get along with that it just doesn't take any effort at all. They're just fun and awesome.
It is an awesome family of actors. And in the early years of this Parker family, we saw Ava mostly as a wife and a mother. But in this recent set of episodes, you were on a biblical adventure to ancient Israel. You traveled and flown in an airplane to South America as a medical missionary. Do you enjoy expanding the character? And what sort of adventures do you want her to go on in the future, maybe?
It's a lot of fun. It's sort of like I get to be Indiana Jones now, but as Ava Parker. Where would I want to see her go? I don't know. I think Ava needs a vacation, honestly. Can we do that?
She needs a rest.
Well, you know, we sent the Rathbones and the Barclays to Hawaii. Maybe we need to do the same with the Parkers.
Yes, could we go to Hawaii?
That could work. You know, you talked about being in commercials. Can you name a few that maybe our listeners might have seen? Or heard?
Sure. I have a commercial that's been running for a long time for Allstate Insurance. I am the voice of the sweet potato fries in a Carl's Jr. commercial.
Mm.
I think I have a Dunkin' Donuts spot that's still running. And I had a Longhorn Steakhouse spot last year. I usually have a few commercials running, which I've been very lucky and very grateful for.
Now, have you ever been recognized in public, just maybe you're speaking and somebody recognizes your voice, or maybe just from, you know, being on commercials and TV movies, just recognize you as your face?
I do get recognized from commercials, but what's funny about getting recognized from commercials is that usually people will just think they've seen you before. So they think that they know you from somewhere, but they can't place you.
Right.
Because you know, the attention paid to commercials is not the same as when you're watching a TV show and you're like, oh, that character. So it seems that those memories are lodged in a different part of their brain. So I get people who think that they're my friends and think that they know me already and they just can't remember where they met me. I get people, like, at restaurants, we'll check in with the hostess and she'll say, oh, you've been here before, when we've never been there before. And so it's extremely flattering. It's really, really nice. But it is sort of funny. And every once in a while, someone will go, oh, I know, and they'll get it. But most of the time, it's sort of this vague, they get this sort of look on their face like, if only I could place this. So.
Well, before we let you go, let's circle back around to how you sort of got involved with Adventures in Odyssey. And I believe that also sort of ties back to Hawaii.
It does. Initially I had auditioned for it, and then I was on a trip to Hawaii with my husband's family, and I got a call from my agent, and she said, hey, Adventures in Odyssey wants to have you do a callback. I know you're in Hawaii. Could you do a conference call? And I said yes. So they arranged it through multiple time zones, Colorado to California to Hawaii. They had me reading with, I did this twice, I read once with one actor and once with another actor, trying to get the right chemistry for the husband and wife team for the Parker family. And so it was kind of elaborate, and my hubby remembers waking up and sort of padding down towards the kitchen and hearing this strange woman's voice coming from the kitchen.
<That's great.
laughs> And he thought, what's going on? What's happening? And he walked in, and it was just, you know, me doing my character on the phone. And then I got the call while I was there that I was going to get to do the show. So it was
really cool. Yeah.
It turned out to be a really great vacation on a lot of levels.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for interrupting your vacation for us. We're so glad we found you.
Well, I'm so glad that you found me too. Thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun.
All right. Amanda, thanks for joining us on the podcast. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk before too long.
All right. Yeah. That sounds great. Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. Bye, Amanda.
Thanks. Bye.
You can hear Amanda in the episodes Your Servant is Listening and The Pilot on Album 57, A Call to Something More.
Plus, she and the rest of the Parker family will appear in a special two-part adventure in Kenya. That's coming up in a few months on the Odyssey Adventure Club.
Well, that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Our website is witsend.org/podcast, or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.